Whenever you have to do any searching or researching on the internet, and this specifically applies to your students as well, it can be rather awkward keeping together all the resources and sources that you find. What yet tends to happen is there's a lot of judicious cutting and pasting and then reordering, say, a Word document or a PowerPoint presentation or whatever it is. It can get very messy, and the information that you bring in often loses its context and it's often not attributed properly. A tool that might be able to help with that is Shelfster. What Shelfster allows you to do when you've created an account is it provides you with a basic writing window that looks like a standard page, and on that you can type, and that's where you do the bulk of your work. But you'll only undertake that after you've brought together your resources, and that's where Shelfster comes into its own, because over to the left of the writing window is a resources panel, and the kinds of resources you can begin are incredibly varied. To help you with that task, Shelfster provides you with a variety of tools. Two tools which allow you to crop screen captures or clip text, and they're available as downloads both for Windows and Mac. There are browser extensions for both Chrome and Firefox, or Bookmarklet if you don't use either of those two browsers. And in addition, there's also an iPhone and Android app download available. And all those can help you bring in just clips straight from the web of images or web pages, text. You can bring in bookmarks and therefore keep a list of resources where the resources exist. You can save images directly from the web. You can take photo snapshots, so maybe if you're out on a field trip using the iPhone or Android phone, actually clipping those in and bringing them straight into your Shelfster project is useful. You can take notes, you can record audio if you're using a phone. So all of those different resources can be brought in and then marshaled down the left-hand side while you're working on the article that you're writing on the right-hand side. There are some pieces of information you'll bring directly into the article, maybe images. There may be some text that you bring in as quotes, but as far as students are concerned, it's important to help them understand that they need to make sense of the information that they're reading rather than just copying and pasting it in, which will show a deeper level of understanding. When you complete and you want to share your article out, it's a little bit less helpful, but you can either download an HTML version of everything you've been doing, you can print it directly out, or if you have a WordPress blog, you can post it directly to that. So there's no embed codes or direct links and no collaboration, but even so.